All right, this should be interesting. We're going to try to play a game show featuring various characters. Hit the theme.
And now it's time for How Hot of a Sports Opinion Can You Handle Right Now Today, Craig? With your host, Craig Miller, we find out just how hot of a sports opinion Craig can handle right now today. And now, here he
Thank
is.
Thank you. We are Thank still workshopping the title of the game show, but welcome. I am Craig. I am your host, and we're going to parade characters out here onto the stage, and they will be mic'd up so that the P1 can listen at home or in the car. And we're going to see how hot a sports opinion I can handle. So the first character to come out and join us.
Do I come up to this mic here?
The Crazy Prospector.
Oh, wow.
Do I approach this?
Yeah, right there.
My name's Crazy Prospector.
Hey.
I'm from out south of Grand Prairie.
Oh, really?
Good to be on the show.
I thought you were from the California Hills.
Relocated about a year ago because of the Toyota thing.
Well, what's going on, Crazy Prospector?
All right, I'm going to try to shock you with my hot sports opinions.
All right. Okay.
Dak Prescott isn't all that great. All you Cowboy fans need to realize he's a two-bit player from a minor college. And if you think he's going to lead you to a Super Bowl, I've got a Tony Romo I want to sell you. Oh, he didn't buzz on that one, okay?
No. Yeah, here's the deal. I'm going to hit the buzzer when I can't take the heat of the sports opinion.
I know people are saying a bunch of great things about him, but I'm pretty sure Frank Broyles wasn't entirely straight.
Well, now that is unfounded.
Watching him on them sidelines for so many years, I always thought he had a little sugar in his tank.
What? I don't know how you got that.
When he was writing X's and O's, he was on a love note to a gay Korean ladyboy.
Okay, now this is getting a little bit out there.
Oh, still didn't get him. Okay. You know all this Black Lives Matter crap?
Okay, that's, okay. Yeah, let's double hit that buzzer. We don't need any more of the Crazy Prospector.
Yes!
Okay, next character to come in here onto the stage is Farmer John.
How y'all doing, buddy?
Oh, it's Farmer
John.
Hey,
how are you?
Which way I need to talk?
You need to talk
right
into
the microphone.
I'll
fire
up there.
Where are you from, Farmer John?
Farmersville.
Oh, Farmersville. That's
convenient.
You got a problem with that?
No, not at all. Ooh, he's already combative. So you got some hot sports.
All right, start that clock in there, kid.
Okay, here we go.
Clock.
I think it's a time.
How y'all doing today?
We're good.
Doing fine.
I about had it with these cowboys getting in trouble with the law, doping, shooting, hitting music spinners, and injecting steroids. And when we're going to win something anyway, how are we going to win? We don't know who he's going to go play. I tell you what, I tell you I'll be suspended. Is that Jerry Jones? 20 years, 2 wins. How about a game for every crappy season we've had around here? How about a 20-game suspension for Jerry Jones?
Yeah, okay.
How about that?
That's a good one.
It's not offensive, though. I mean, we're
all right.
We can take it.
All right, that's fine. That's fine. Let me give you my thoughts on the Confederate flag.
Okay, hold on.
Now, let me tell you something about it.
Hold on there. I hit the buzzer there before you even got that opinion out. I was anticipating.
Show him out, would you?
I was anticipating something very harsh there. Okay, this is a familiar face and voice to a lot of our P1s. Clarence, our maintenance man. Hey, Clarence. Well, now you know how to work the mic.
Okay, right, this one here?
Yeah.
All right, then.
All right, let's hear your hot sports opinion and how much I can take.
Dirk Nowitzki is an average player at best. He just gets a break because he's white as a baby's backside, and I think we only love him because we're still scared of Germans. They took out half of Europe at one time. Okay.
All right, those are out there.
But he may be married, but Jerry has seen more vagina than the sole gynecologist in a third world country.
We don't need to say that in the wake of his Hall of Fame weekend.
The way you're speaking there.
Thought that one would get you.
No.
All these minorities in this country.
All right, hold on. Clarence, that'll be enough.
What?
Please leave.
What? All right.
Please leave. All right, this is getting a little risky. Let's try one more. This is Neil Young Moose.
Oh, my gosh. How did he get back in here?
Yeah.
Hi, Neil Young Moose.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Such a confusing name.
All right, let's see what kind of hot sports opinions you have.
Well, I've about had it with John Daniels. I'll tell you that right now.
Okay, that's not that hot.
Well, yeah, it is, too. First he chases off Nolan Ryan. Then he chases off Ron Washington. And then we try to get pitching in here. We finally get one. I mean, I didn't trust him at all because he was Japanese.
Well, I don't know.
But I was a big Yu Darvish fan.
Yeah.
Oh, you are?
And then he trades him off to La La Land.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, that movie sucked. Oh. It's a bunch of whiny Hollywood people singing a bunch of crappy songs that weren't that great.
All right, now you're getting somewhere. These are getting hot.
That movie really sucked.
Oh.
You know what Trump really should have said on Saturday?
No, hold on. We're not going there. We're not going to get political.
Why not?
Don't you call us names.
I think that's enough.
Such a liberal.
Thanks to Neil Young Moose, Clarence, Farmer John, and the crazy prospector. That's enough.
All right.
It is.
Nobody won.
All right,
Nobody
stop it.
Nobody won.